Coming up, the Taco Bell liquor is let go.
The Trek nerd mourns for Adonis?
Adonis, that stupid freaking name. Breast milk lollipops are finally here.
Brian Whitehead was trying to light a fart.
Could you have said that more straight up? Actors that almost got the part.
A little Harry Potter in your Star Wars.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You're someone special. You're striving for more. Trying to do things better than before. You're trying harder. You're reaching so tall. You're drinking Sprite and you're giving it your all. You found more in Sprite. You found lime and you found more in you.
Every sandwich you make, every snack.
Many Boltons died to bring you this information. This is the Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. This is the Morning Stream, and it's Wednesday, 8:07 a.m. Mountain Time Zone, only time zone that matters, June 5th, 2013. Did I say that? I might have. I don't know. Did I? I may have just said it twice.
You did. Yeah,
all
you
right.
said it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Don't say it again.
All right, I'm done. It's me, Scott Johnson, and Tim Brian Ibbett, and it's the Morning Stream, everybody.
Good-blooded. Good-blooded, everybody.
Zoo, something morning zoo. I was going to tell, actually, I had a story to tell Justin Robert Young yesterday about a comment a neighbor and fan of the show said about him specifically that was a real compliment. The problem is, because the morning zoo thing you just said reminded me of it.
Yeah.
The problem is his compliment came at the expense of another thing Justin does.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... basically our bizarro. if TMS had a bizarro,
right,
it would be this other thing.
Right. Are we not saying the letters?
I don't want to just yet. I'm going to wait until he's on next week. The letters now. I think people have figured it out, but it's basically a thing that is, you know, if you they're kind of not this, they're kind of in the different universe as far as their tone.
There are parallels. There are similarities.
Sure. But it's to our credit and their credit because we fill very different places yet we find this compatibility, you know?
Yes. Right.
So I don't have a problem with it. It's just, so this isn't me, but my neighbor had this point that I'll bring up next Tuesday. We'll save it. We'll savor it and save it for Brian. It'll be like gum that's still got its flavor. We're gonna
All right, I can't wait. Oh, this will be exciting.
I'm going to put that gum on like a mug or a video game case and we'll let it sit
just
there.
So it sits and then the outer crust will get hard, but the inside will, well, the inside gets hard too.
Let's not
kid ourselves.
I don't know how it works. Yeah. I'm not familiar with the physics of old gum. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you back. It's time for a Wednesday program. That means Tom will be here. Nicole is sadly flying. She's traveling. Her dad is
flying sadly?
No, she's flying. Well, I hope not. Her dad's having some surgeries, and she wants to be there. He's back in Missouri, where she hails from. So she'll fly under that giant McDonald's arch to get there. Is that still true in St. Louis? Is that thing still that's a McDonald's thing, right? That's not just a city thing.
It's not a McDonald's thing. And right, planes can't fly through it.
Oh, they can't?
Maybe helicopters. But,
man.
Oh, that could be bad. Yeah. If a wing clipped the side of the St. Louis Arch, the Gateway Arch.
Yeah. So they don't want to risk it.
No. Have you never been to the Gateway Arch?
No, I've never seen it.
I went there when I was a kid, and it is amazing.
It's wonders of American ingenuity, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
You see that and you go, oh, man, that took a while to build. It's
damn impressive. That thing is huge.
And it's one of those things that you just have so much pride, I guess, and money to throw at something that it really serves no other purpose other than to be this great landmark, right?
Like
it's
right, just, exactly.
Here it is. Here's a big loop.
Yeah, it's not – there's no real benefit to being able to, you know, to – it's not – the Redcoats didn't go up there to survey the land before Sarah Palin came and took all our guns.
Right. None of that happened.
Am I getting my history wrong?
You might have. You might have. I think maybe it's the time your folding time is what you're doing. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen. You know what I haven't seen is either the big president head thing. What's that called?
Mount Rushmore.
I haven't seen that.
Also known as the big president head thing.
Yeah. When I was a kid,
you can get postcards that say "Greetings from the big president head thing."
Yeah, they take tours of the big president head thing.
That's right.
And it's not a dam, right? There's not a bunch of water behind those guys.
No.
Okay, because I wish there was. Wouldn't that be great?
Have a, and then, like, it comes leaking out their nose or something.
Yeah, like, we got a little pressure on the thing. Okay, open up Eisenhower. It's not Eisenhower. What's his name? Who's one of the presidents up there?
Lincoln, you got Washington, you got Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Teddy. Open up Teddy's left nostril. We gotta get some relief out of the river a little bit there. I love that. Anyway, I knew there was no water, folks. Don't write me emails. I'm saying it would be cool if there was. Okay, all right.
Right. Have you been to, the big giant green lady?
You mean that the one that's sitting out in the ocean there on the outside yes. of the French lady? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There used to be a intimate store, if you know what I'm saying, called the French Lady here in Salt Lake City.
Oh, really?
So every time we drive by there, I'd say, "Oh, it's the Statue of Liberty," and the kids would go, "Where?" and I'd laugh. Because it's not really the French lady.
Nice.
What else is there? The Hoover vacuum dam. That's a pretty good one.
Sure, I'm sure you've been there. Yeah, that's close.
Many times been there
for you.
Love that there. Went there last year. In fact, that's an amazing thing. Did I tell you? I told you about their weird toilets, right? I think I talked about it on the show. Where
yes, you did. Yes,
they're built into the side of the.
And you looked out the window, and you're looking right down the side of the dam.
It was horrible. I didn't like that at all. That's no way to poo.
Let's see. I guess we're talking man-made wonders, so we're not talking about things like Devil's Tower or, Niagara Falls or things like that. What are some other great
There's some
U.S.
Grand Canyon. Well, yeah, if we're not talking natural, let's think here for a second. You got your...
talking about all the man-made stuff.
All your stuff in D.C., like your Lincoln Memorial
sure.
and your big pokey one.
Washington Monument.
That's the one. Yep.
Right.
The big pokey one, right.
The big pokey one, yes. Oh, yeah, the Seattle, the Space Needle.
Space Needle, right. All of Vegas, I would argue, is a weird man-made.
Sure.
It's
sure.
As a matter kitschy, fact, but
a lot of the things we're talking about, you can just go to Vegas and see.
That's right. Green Lady. I don't think there's a pokey thing, but...
No, that's the next thing, though. Right? Okay. Having a nice Washington, D.C. themed casino.
Oh, my gosh. Really? That would be awesome.
No, I don't think. I think thing you stay away from.
Every slot machine's pull thing, like arm thing, should be in the shape of a politician's hand, like you're shaking his hand. So you grab it and you pull down. But it's always like a suit sleeve and a hand.
That'd be great.
Making deals.
Right. A little senator, a little... lobbyist.
Yeah, little lobbyist. I love that.
I do miss the days of the themed Vegas casino, because the ones they've been coming out with, you know, are basically just the theme is opulence.
They're getting away from it.
Opulence.
Yeah.
Elegance.
It's like Star Trek. They're not going to ever have theme planets again, I'm sure. If they do another series, we're done with theme planets. That's not going to happen.
There was talk for a while that there was going to be a Grand Canyon themed casino for a while, a San Francisco themed casino. I remember them talking about.
Wow, those are very B tier, aren't they?
They really are. Like, oh, hey, we got a Golden Gate Bridge and sourdough bread.
Yeah,
and
that seems dumb to me. Like, you need to do it more based on like, we're kind of out of stuff that's cool. Let me think about that.
Right. It still needs to be a space casino. I'm sorry. You know,
the Hilton
where the Star Trek stuff used to be, not enough. You need an actual, I want to feel like I'm walking into a 1950s version of the future.
Dude, the future of tomorrow today, like that kind of thing. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Can we make this? Somebody call Steve Wynn and say, get out of your giant bed with 80 women in it and make this happen.
Next idea, Stevie. Here you go.
Check it out. Who's it? Yeah, Steve Wynn. I saw him once whilst in Vegas.
Did you really?
In one of his casinos, yeah. Just rushing by with like 12 security guards.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be able to afford it.
Way to go rip up another painting.
Yeah, that's what he does. Interesting guy. I'd love to. Is there probably a book about him somewhere? Wouldn't mind reading.
I'm sure somebody's written a biography. Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like something you'd own if you get your hands on it. Because Brian here is the high roller. All right.
Damn right.
I like to follow up. I like to let people know how things have changed overnight.
Excuse me. Where are the penny slots? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The penny slots. The only thing I felt good about putting money into when I go to Vegas. The Taco Bell taco liquor has been fired. We talked about it yesterday. Done. Out. Done.
Take that, Michael Douglas.
He was yesterday's thing of the day.
Which I know was, yeah, pretty much. I know we don't do the thing of the day anymore.
Yeah, not really. You know what? We'll play it just for fun.
What?
All right. So yesterday's thing of the day, Taco Bell liquor guy. Well, now he's been fired. Our franchisee. This is a quote from the Taco Bell. All right.
From the Taco Bell Chihuahua CEO.
Yeah, in Taco Bell Towers. Right.
Hello. Yes, we have dealt with the person responsible. He has been let go.
Freaking Ren. We're
stinky. Yeah, well, that's what he is. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Our franchisee is responsible for the employment and conduct of his restaurant employees and has informed us that he has immediately suspended the employee shown in the photo and is in the process of terminating his employment. The employee who took the photo no longer works there. As we complete our investigation, we will work with our franchisee to implement any additional action we find appropriate to address this situation and ensure it never happens again. I have news for Taco Bell. Beep, 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 beep. News for Taco Bell. Right. You can't ensure this.
You're right.
You're hiring douchebag 16-year-olds who will lick a taco. It's just the way it is.
And until your shift leaders and managers and assistant managers are out of high school, and even then, you can't trust, you know, adults to...
No.
Somebody had to take that picture, right? It can't just be this dude.
And we live in a time now where it's going to get more and more prominent because everybody's got a cell phone, everyone's got a camera on that phone, and you still have 16-year-olds who are willing to put their flaccid penis in a taco wrap, all right?
Right.
And they're going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep thinking as I drive past your establishment, maybe I shouldn't eat there because this guy may have licked my taco and I don't want that. So to speak. All right.
I should have had pictures of him licking 6 taco shells in a parking lot.
Well, he apparently uploaded his photo to Reddit and said, this is me, and I got fired. So.
Yeah, but somebody, it's not him taking that photo.
No, somebody else did. But yep, but he's riding his weird fame.
Well, I'm saying that there's somebody else. You know, he's got an accomplice. He's got a there's somebody took that photo saying this is going to be great.
Yep, it's like these people on Vine I see do really embarrassing things, and I wonder how they did them. Mm-hmm. And I figure out that they have to have somebody there doing it because you have to push, you have to hold that camera down to take the video. You can't just push a button and walk away.
No, it's
so sometimes people do really horrible, embarrassing things you would only do by yourself, and then I go, oh, there's.
Somebody has to be sitting there holding the screen. That's what creepy. The what?
And that guy's going, hey. Like that hairy guy that ran the pawn shop upstairs in Pulp Fiction. Not the gimp, the other one.
No, but the guy.
The other one that took a sword, took a sword across the chest, that guy.
He's Zed, wasn't it?
Was it Zed? Zed's the other guy. Zed's the guy that...
Well, Zed had the chopper.
Zed's the one that got... Zed's the one that got shot in the groin by Ving Rhames and then said he was going to go medieval. He wasn't dead yet.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
He was going to make it slow and painful.
That's right.
Oh, that movie. all right. We got some other stuff to talk about, but I'm going to get to it in a sec. Daryl's got a tight schedule, so we're going to call him.
Okay.
He has to go pick his kids up, I guess.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I didn't want to make him.
We'll come back to this.
That's probably why I was asking if we were ever going to start because he's nervous.
A little impatient today, huh?
Yeah, but we'll fit it in. I'm not worried. Let's see. Probably ought to play his name.
Just give him the 4 answers.
It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by
The Nerd's Domain presents Masks of Nyarlathotep.
It's hard every
masks
time.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. It's at Nyarlathotep, a Call of Cthulhu play podcast at tinyurl.com/nerdmasks. Join us in our podcast as we follow our investigators as they unravel devilish plots using the Call of Cthulhu 6th edition rules. Only 5 days left. Check it out at tinyurl.com/nerdmasks.
Nice. Daryl, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Were you concerned with all our rambling that we may never get to it?
I was starting to think that.
Yeah, it's fair to think that. Yes, after yesterday's show, I'd worry if we ever ended. Right. It seemed like we were never going to stop.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back, and I know you got a thing to go to, so we're starting a tad bit early. Got about 10 minutes here to rock this, and I think we can do that. Mm-hmm. Daryl's the Trek nerd, everybody. He watches a lot of Star Trek, knows a lot of stuff about it, comes on, answers trivia questions about it, and walks away with zero in prizes and money. Daryl, are you ready for today's big question?
I am ready.
All right. Real quick, though, before I do that, check this out. Orchestrated version of the Where My Heart Will Take Me intro here for your Enterprise show. We talked about how bad that thing is normally.
Tell me these are the creepy hot harp twins.
I wish they were. Oh, this isn't bad. Oh, wow. I could have watched this. It does seem like it needs lyrics, though, doesn't it?
Well, the problem, and they still can use something like this for the show because it still feels too Little House on the Prairie.
It totally does, dude! Hey, Half Pint. Get out to the North 40 and find me a bucket of chicken.
Any Star Trek theme has to sound majestic and sweeping. Yeah. And wow, they're exploring in space. Yeah. And look at them go. And
that treatment
we're
is still.
Bed. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Let's walk across the plains with our fishing poles and our.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I'll save it for later. Well, I'll tell you just real quick. My daughter, my 16-year-old, is going on they call it a trek. It's like a pioneer trek this time of year when, like, Utah's founded on the 24th of July, 18, whatever, by a bunch of pioneers, right? From the east.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So they do this thing. It's like a camp, but it's a 3-day trek, and they go up to Wyoming, and they go through, and they pull carts, and they eat cornbread.
Oh, wow.
And they go over huge hills, and they dress like a bunch of old, you know, dress like the Old West, mm-hmm. just to kind of get a feel for what that was like.
And, so they live like pioneers. How long do they do this?
Just 3 days.
3 days.
Wow. Yeah. Some of them are longer. Some people do them for a week. This one she's in is only 3 days. She's a little bit nervous because she's kind of a city girl, and she likes her computers and her TV. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it'll
are
be
they
weird.
Allowed to take cell phones or things like
nope,
that? Or
they none
have to
of
be
that.
Completely, they have to be completely disconnected.
Yep, that's it. If anyone like
just
kid, some kid shows up with a Game Boy, out.
We can play kick the can.
Oh wait, they didn't have cans. We have to use something else. I guess they had cans, didn't they? They probably had cans.
All
right, it's not like this 1400s.
Yeah, bean cans.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much. All right, Daryl. Sorry, let's get right to it so we don't make you late. In the original series episode, who mourns for Adonis, 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 whatever it is? We've never decided. Have we decided?
Yeah. What is the pronunciation of that?
Well, Daryl? I recently found that it's Adonai.
Oh, Adonai. Adonai? Who mourns for Adonai?
Yeah. Right, but I always called it Adonis.
All right.
Don't they say it in the show? Like, do they never say that name? Okay.
No, because they're dumb. The ship is captured.
The guy's name is Apollo.
Yeah, that's the stupid part. The ship is captured.
Apparently he mourns for Adonis. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
the ship is captured by a giant hand. You guys remember that, though, right? Big giant hand. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. An image of Apollo appears on the view screen. He mentions several characters from the Greek story, the Iliad. Which character does Apollo not mention? So one of these he did not mention. And by the way, that hand looks awesome in the new, like, remastered versions. It's totally rad. It's retro, but also way modern. It's great. Anyway, was it A, Hector, B, Agamemnon? Agamemnon! I am a gay man.
Agamemnon.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not a gay man in Jamaican. It's not a Jamaican gay man.
All those extra syllables. Use them. Agamemnon.
Agamemnon.
That's who Sean Connery played in Time Bandits.
Oh, he did?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I love that. With the big bull head and all that. The rotting bull face he wore.
Right.
Oh, that was gross, I thought, at the time. But all that fruit that came out of the one they cut open. That was all fake. It's plastic fruit. Anyway.
Fake fruit, yes.
Fake fruit. C, Achilles, or D, Odysseus. Hey, look at me. I got that one right.
Mm.
Hector. Agamemnon. Agamemnon. Whatever.
That was close. You shouldn't have tried again.
Agamemnon.
Yeah.
C, Achilles, or D, Odysseus. But while we think on that, still no food, but I hear there's stuff coming, so...
Cool.
Hang on, folks. Hang on to your butts, as Samuel L. Jackson would say in Jurassic Park. Daryl, let's talk about birthdays. Who's celebrating one?
We have Mark Warden. He's 37 today. He played Alexander Roshenko on DS9.
That's all right then. No, Roshenko, it isn't. I hate that kid. But he's a different kid than the first kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he was supposed to be the same one, just older.
Just an older version.
He's the older version, yeah.
Boy, they sure Wesley up that place with Jake Sisko. I forgot how that was supposed to be, just basically carrying on the Wesley thing.
No kidding.
Sisko's kid, he is... Sisko kid, that's funny.
Sisko's kid.
He's,
he was a friend of mine.
Yeah, he's a butthole, that kid. He drives me... Him and Nog hanging around just ruined many of those episodes, but... Still a hell of a show. I'm here to tell you, though, Quark is the most important thing on that show. He runs it. He steals every scene he's in. He is so great. And you'd never think that of a Ferengi, but I do now. Anyway, Daryl.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to that kid. Hopefully all the drugs and rehab have been working out for him, because that's what they all do.
let's not put any, spread any rumors.
I can only assume, is all I'm saying. Star Trek's responsible for a kink I have in my neck that goes all the way down to my ring finger, all the way up to my ear. What? You ever get those Star where Trek you just is? Get like a pin? Yeah, so I'm watching Voyager. And it's the episode where the doctor gets all tiny because his projection unit's not working right, so he's standing on a desk and he's like the size of Peter Dinklage. I don't know if you've seen this.
No.
It's awesome.
Sounds fantastic.
It really is. I put a vine up about it. But the way I was watching that was kind of kinked and to the side and standing funny at my desk and kind of twisted a little bit. And I've messed myself up. I've got the worst kink up and down my back. It's killing me. Anyway, old man stuff. Don't worry about it. Daryl, let's get back to the question. The answers of names he did not mention were Hector, that Agamemnon name, Achilles, or Odysseus. Where do you stand? Okay. Where do you go? What do you think?
For some reason, him saying this on the view screen is in my brain.
All right.
A lot of scenes are just, I don't know why they're in my head, but they are. Mm. So I can remember him saying Hector, Agamemnon, Odysseus. But he didn't say Achilles.
Oh, could that be his Achilles heel?
I would have thought about heels.
Yeah. Hmm. And getting them cut, like in Pet Sematary.
I would have remembered the heel.
Remember that, Brian? He got his heel cut in the Pet Sematary. Remember that?
I do remember that, although I had watched that afterwards, because that was the episode of FilmSec I missed.
Infamous Brian's missing episode.
That's right. The lost FilmSec episode. Yeah.
Well, Fred Gwynn, notwithstanding, let's find out if you are correct. Judges, is it Achilles? Whoops, is it Achilles?
Congratulations!
Nice job.
You're a winner.
You did it. He does not mention the character Achilles. Fun fact, in the 2004 movie Troy, Odysseus was played by Sean Bean in one of the only movies where he does not get killed. Hmm. Interesting. Here's a clip of Kirk talking to Apollo, by the way. So this is, you're right, it was Apollo on the show.
Are you responsible for stopping the ship?
Yes. Yes. I caused the wind to withdraw from your sails.
I did it.
Give it back, then we'll talk.
It has been 5,000 years. Have you learned no patience in that time?
I don't know who or what you are, but I must warn you, we have the power to defend ourselves. If you value your safety, release this ship.
You have the same fire. How like your fathers you are. Agamemnon, Hector, Odysseus.
Never mind the history lesson. Release the ship.
You will obey me. Lest I close my hand.
Oh, geez, lest you close your hand. Listen, the best part of movies and TV shows when they want to make somebody seem really big and cool and mysterious is they just make sure they don't say didn't. They say did not. It's impossible for them to shorten words.
Yes, right. That and echo their voice. Yeah. Echo their voice. Yeah. Voice.
I will not let go of your ship with my giant blue space hand. All right, Daryl, congratulations. You've nailed it today.
The Writers Guild said that was one of the best written shows of all time.
Of all time. I think they screwed up. It's one of the most important shows. I agree with that. Yes. One of the most best written? Come on now.
Right. Right.
Especially higher than some of those. Well, definitely not that one. All right, Daryl, you've done it. You've done, I don't know what you've done. How are we doing this week? I think you're two for three. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tomorrow I get a chance to do it again. We have done all this. 1 minute to spare. Daryl, give us a quote and we'll get you out of here.
I know Klingons like to be alone on their birthdays. You probably want to meditate or hit yourself with a pain stick or something.
Troy.
Geordi.
Brian, you got it.
Freaking Troy.
It's in 10 forward or something, isn't it? Or I don't know.
Who knows? Standing there with her camel toe telling him what to do. It's the news.
It's the news, and it's brought to you by the Nerdtacular live feed. Can't make it? Missed out on tickets? You can catch the live stream of lots of the proceedings. Details to come at nerdtacular.com. Yeah. 1 month away.
Yeah, 1 month from today.
From today.
The 5th of July. 1 month from today. The 5th of today.
Wow.
We are, Nerdtacular will be in full swing right about now Well, I don't know when we're starting. I think we're starting at 10.
Yeah, right, so about now.
We're just prepping and freaking out.
We'll be getting Terpster, prying him off of a bar stool.
Yeah, this will be me freaking out time. This is what this will be. In yeah, one,
I'll be making sure. We'll all be making sure you eat.
He's gonna give me a some kind of intravenous food. That'd be fine. Put a little wire me up like that. That'd be great.
Nice. All right. Whatever
so
it takes.
Check. One thing I wanted to mention, and we didn't have time at the top of the show, but Vro Baby, chat room regular.
Oh yeah.
Sent an email and a bunch of great photos and said, "So my lovely wife Christina and I have welcomed our fifth child and fourth son to the home." And try as I might, she would not let me call him Johnny Five, although I did sneak in a number five as alive when he was born. So here are the pics of the new edition. Please say hello to Gideon Matthew Brock Coyle, born May 25th, 2013. Now back to the regularly scheduled podcasting, Row Baby. So congratulations.
Aw, so cool.
Five kids, man. That is some, you guys are playing yeah. zone defense. Good job on that. I remember when I went to zone, it was a little easier because there are only three, but man-to-man was a lot easier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Way easier. And you guys, he has to play zone. You guys are like, you got Michael Jordan there at the house, and you and Tina are just dominating.
It's easy. Yeah. He's got no chance. I mean, basically, he knows. He knows that he's outnumbered.
Yep.
He's outmanned. He's outgunned.
Yep. No one to pass to.
His mouth is writing checks that his body can't cash.
That's right. He's a one man team. You know what? He's going to have to play like Kobe Bryant. look at that. A sports jab.
Oh, well done.
That's pretty good.
It's basketball, right? Yeah. Is that the one?
That's the one. Also, a shout out to Jagger Tap on Twitter, whose son is here in Salt Lake City at the Primary Children's Hospital, and it's a heart thing, but they think it might be minor, so they're kind of waiting to see, but they're up there right now, and I just want to let him know we're thinking about him. He's a listener of the show. Cool. just happens to be here in Salt Lake, or live here.
Yeah,
that's
doing all right.
That's all the stuff I missed. And yeah, Nerdtacular's a month away. So,
oh, can I throw in one thing?
Yeah,
that I was going to put in the top of the show. Movie night was last night.
Oh, I saw the pizza vine. Nice.
Yes, the pizza came out great.
Mm-hmm.
We ate the pizzas, delicious. We sat down, started the movie. Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man, opening credits.
Mm-hmm. And how was the movie received by your son?
Look over. 5 minutes into the movie and Tristan is sound asleep.
He fell asleep during Rain Man?
He fell asleep. He would have fallen asleep during anything. He went over to a friend's house Monday night and stayed awake all night playing Magic the Gathering with his friends. And so completely, you know, fell asleep after the opening credits.
Wow. That is something.
So we said, all right. We're going to watch Arrested Development. We're going to save Rain Man for another time. But that now we've instituted a new rule about the night before pizza and movie night.
Yeah.
Bummed me out because we didn't realize it until Valerie Galino was yelling at Tom Cruise for being such an a-hole.
Oh, with prepping her for open. Her big scene. And you look over going, okay, here's the moment. And then he's out.
He's completely zonked. It's like, all right, good.
Did you guys finish the movie?
Oh, no. We're going to wait. We're going to watch it. We decided we're going to wait and watch it again later. We'll probably watch another couple movies just because Tina and I ended up watching like 15 minutes before we realized he was asleep.
Right, right.
So we're going to watch Rear Window or Psycho or something next week.
All right. Tell that freaking teenage kids, man.
I know.
Get your proper sleep. It's exactly. A fight. Every night is a fight getting Nick to sleep. Every freaking night. Because he's like, Dad, it's summer. Yeah, but it doesn't mean you get to screw your sleep patterns up every summer. Like, what are you doing? And then I go, oh, this is me. This was totally me.
Yeah. Right.
Good news, everyone. Breast milk lollipops are now available, finally.
Oh, thank goodness.
Can't wait.
Pre-order them now.
You'd be surprised at the name. Lollifile is the company.
Lollifile.
I don't like that name at all.
No.
Lollipile.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. What's wrong with Booba Choops or something like that?
Booba Choops is pretty good.
Booba Choops.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of your booby pop?
Oh, wow.
The lollipop company has previously brought us pops in such flavors as sriracha. I don't know what that is.
Sriracha. That's the, you know, that, that red sauce that you see that has a rooster on the front of it at Asian stores and in the Asian aisle at your supermarket.
Oh yeah, what
looks
is
like,
that?
Looks like hot death in a bottle.
Right? Is it gross? Or I have no
it's
reference
just
for this.
Super super red chili spicy sauce. I mean, it is.
Oh, you know what? I have had this. My brother puts it in his kimchi. Is what he does.
Oh yeah. It's good. It's good on a lot of things. I mean, I put a little bit on eggs, but you have to just do a little bit.
Or goodbye to the rest of your day. My wife goes to TJ Maxx. You got those, right?
Yeah.
They're just a little, you know.
It's where you get the max for the minimum.
Sure. Cheap shorts, t-shirts, you know, stuff. It's all like crap you wouldn't want to buy anywhere else. And they have this area there where it's all like home goods stuff. And there's always the weirdest things in there. So Kim comes home yesterday with this ketchup. Jalapeno.
Habanero?
Yeah, habanero. That's it. The habanero ketchup. It's so good.
I got some habanero ketchup from, I want to say it was also from TJ Maxx. It was from someplace like that.
I don't think you get it anywhere but those places. No. Some weird, I don't even know. I don't know where else you'd get it. Like,
Kohl's.
You'd have to get them
at Kohl's.
Yeah, and it doesn't, and at first I kind of have a problem with this. I'm like, I'm not eating food I got at a place where I would go buy a pair of socks. Like, it doesn't make sense. In some weird way, but
it's good.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Way good. Oh my gosh,
good on eggs.
Yeah, good on eggs. Good on. We had brats the other night for a family get together, and they were really good, barbecued and all that. And we put that stuff on them, and they were amazing with that. They were hot though. Nice. Give a little to the dog and watch her hate my guts all day.
Oh,
she was so mad. Anyway, they got this new flavor now. It's this new flavor called breast milk. quote: I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but it seems like all my friends are having babies these days, says Jason Darling, owner of Lollyfile, in a press release. Sure, the kids are all crazy cute. But what slowly dawned on me was that my new friends were actually producing milk so delicious that I could turn it could turn a screaming, furious child into a docile, contented one. I knew I had to capture that flavor. All right, listen, dumbass, Jason Darling, if that is your real name. They're not calming down and not crying anymore because it just tastes so good.
Oh, breast milk. Oh,
this is so
what
good.
I wanted.
Right. Infants don't know what that means. It's sustenance. It's how they survive. Right. It's how they live. So
this is what I've been craving.
He says it's sad that so few people are able to remember the inherently wonderful flavor, he continued. It's a real shame that babies are so selfish, but you could understand their unwillingness to share once you try one of these. I want to kick him in the nuts. I don't like this guy at all.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. You can go
buy those. I like that there's a big resurgence of the gourmet lollipop, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, like Dum Dums and Chupa Chups are sweating because there's this Lollyfile thing. There's... Mm-hmm. Candy Factory, which is the bling coated lollipops, Kardashian, I think Kardashians are involved with.
Wow,
let's not have that. No more lollipop.
I'm at lollyfile.com.
All right? Okay,
And if you click on the limited edition category, it appears the only people sucking on lollipops are hot chicks in various stages of undress.
Oh, sure enough. But there's a picture of that right on the front page.
So let's take a look at the party girl lollipop for $10. What do I get for $10?
Here's what, okay, now we know what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. 4 party girl lollipops, $10. That seems like a big rip. A case of 36 will run me $58. And then they have a bunch of, not photos of the lollipops, but photos of more hot Bettys eating lollipops.
Of course.
And that one's not even eating one, so good job.
She doesn't even have a lollipop.
Nope.
In the picture.
That's very odd.
There is a Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, though.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they kind of have me there. Oh, what's this one? Oh, yeah, you're right. Look at that.
4 for $10. For $10. Like, $2.50 for a lollipop? Come on now.
It's a racket, dude. It's a racket. Yeah. Well, anyway. Hot girl in a dress in a bathtub eating a lollipop is how they're selling the strawberry basil mojito lollipop.
Jeez, their about page. Yeah, there's
you know,
they're obviously selling. They're selling. Well, they're probably not selling more than lollipops, but they're using more than lollipops to sell lollipops.
Here at Pedophile, I mean Lollifile, Lollyfile.
That's right.
I don't like that name just on principle of like it just sounds dumb.
Should be called Lollygag.
Yeah, we put the LOL. Lollygag would have been great. You're not wrong about that. All right. In other news, Brian Whitehead, no relation to Todd Whitehead.
Todd Whitehead, Gnome-wise. Gnome-wise, right.
Who, by the way, is part of our team. I want to say he's part of the, he got the package for the TV panel. I think he's on that this year at the Nerdtacular.
Really?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Oh, cool. I think so. I think it's that one.
Find out who's in the game show deal.
Well, we got to figure that out. Well, I mean, the first five or the first sets of teams are ones we pick, and then
right. As a matter of fact, we probably should do that soon.
Yeah, like, we got to do that next couple of weeks, probably next Monday, maybe.
You and Randy do your team picking.
Should it next Monday or the Monday? Probably the Monday after. I think he's gone next Monday.
Right. Yes, I think we'd have to do it like the 17th.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Okay. Brian Whitehead, accused of taking a photo up a woman's skirt, said, "Maybe I was trying to light a fart."
What?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a fart I was trying to light, he says. A British man. What does British man do? What's his power?
Eats bland food and complains about the constant rain. Excelsior!
You're really good at those off the cuff. Spotted dick man. All right. Accused of trying to take a photo under a woman's skirt suggested he could have just been there to try to light her fart on fire. This is according to the Bristol Post. Doesn't she have to be in on the deal to have?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like she
Is he taking her picture with a lighter?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
What's that? Yeah. Whoa.
I would think that there's like kind of a...
is Bic missing an opportunity to put a small camera in every lighter?
Right.
CCTV footage caught 39-year-old Brian Whitehead going into a bar last September and placing an unidentified object under a woman's skirt, according to the Post. Prosecutor said the Bristol man, it's Terpster under the guise of, it's him, dude. I was trying to take a photo, but police say Whitehead told them, "Maybe I was going to light a fart. It could have been a very good joke, or it could have been a joke. Maybe somebody..." I love this. Maybe. He's not actually saying, "I was doing this." Maybe I was trying to do it.
Maybe I was trying to let it fart, yeah? Could have been a joke, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe somebody says, "I bet you a fiver," he says. "I'll bet you a fiver if you light her fart." Well, are you saying it or are you not saying it?
Right.
This maybe stuff is cracking me up. During his trial, Whitehead told the court he was joking around. But he also denied he ever put a camera under the woman's skirt. Nevertheless, he was found guilty this past week of outrageous public decency. I don't know what.
He's trying to use Jedi mind tricks. Maybe I was trying to light a fart.
Maybe he was trying to light a fart. They all just believe it. Guys in their white wigs. He was found guilty last week of this is the name of the law, the name of the conviction. Outraging public decency.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
Outraging public indecency.
I like that a lot. He will be sentenced on June 27th. Whitehead is not the only man who probably wasn't trying to light a fart. A man who calls himself John Zippy has a whole blog devoted to upskirt photos of women in the New York City subway.
I'm sorry. I've got to go look at the John Zippy blog. Are we having fun yet?
I want to know more about John Zippy. Images of John Zippy. Let's see. John Zippy on Facebook. John Zippy.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, is this legal?
No, I'm sure it's not.
Well, then how? The more
I don't see the John Zippy.
I see all kinds of references to him. There's tons of references, like people talking about him. I don't see his actual site.
Oh, but it looks like everything's been taken offline.
Oh, well, good. John Zippy shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Uh-huh, John Zippy. John Zippy.
What a stupid name. Mostly it's just... Oh, don't do a Google image search. I wouldn't recommend
it. For John Zippy?
Yeah, don't do that. thank you very much, article that is weird. Let's talk about our sponsor, tweakedaudio.com. Got an email yesterday from somebody said, "I bought a second pair because I liked them so much. I wanted one for writing and one for keeping at home. I can't wait to get them. They happen to fit perfectly under my riding helmet," which is awesome. Many other listeners have said similar things. They're starting to buy additional pairs of Tweaked Audio headphones for different reasons, different places, different uses. Mm-hmm. And they've got plenty to choose from. They're 5 styles and 7 great colors, all designed to sound great with music and talk. You want noise reduction? Boom. Got you covered. You want engineered for durability? Boom. Got you covered. I'm going to say boom a lot because I'm thinking of boom. Steve Jobs right now.
Boom!
Compatible with iPods, iPhones, all MP3 players, and most phones, really. And I can't think of one you couldn't throw at them. It's maybe the first iPhone that had that weird dongle. Remember that? That was weird.
Yes. Yeah.
What a psycho thing that was. lifetime warranty on all of it. TweakedAudio.com. Stream at checkout. We'll get you 33% off. We are happy to help you save money at TweakedAudio.com. So do it today.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
So Celebrity Poop is not brought to you by anybody, but do you have anything you want to pimp?
I was going to riff.
Go for it. What do you got?
Well, we got the Free Play album coming out soon, coming out this summer, and you'll be able to get your hands on it. If you're coming to NerdTech, you'll be the first to get your hands on it. But maybe there's some people out there who don't know about the first Andrew Allen album, which is Smooth Federation, which you can buy over at Coverville.com in the store. So go to Coverville.com/store and buy your copy of Smooth Federation today. I actually still have... maybe about a dozen that are signed by you, me, and Andrew.
Ooh, and I got a couple signed as well that I could do as giveaways sometime. We should do that sometime.
Yeah.
But it includes tracks like this. Check this out, man. Oh, yeah. Mm. Jazz Star Trek, baby. Did we do any Enterprise on there? I don't remember if there was any.
Yes.
Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. We've got a cover of Where My Heart Will Take Me or whatever it is. That's better than whatever it is. What is it?
It's been a long time. My wife is so sick of me doing that. Because that's all I'll do. That's the only part of the song I'll do. And I'll be across the house. And everyone will be doing things. And I'll just go, it's been a long time. She's like, shut up. Like, honey, come on. It's Enterprise. Scott Bakula. Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, he didn't say whoa. That's
Happy Joey.
Joey. What's he say? He said, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh boy. I like Scott Bakula. He's in that new Liberace movie.
Oh, is he really?
Plays one of his business managers or something. Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of a weird role. Yeah,
you know, Scott Bakula can rock the 70s looking suit. So
totally can.
I don't doubt that at all.
And I used to love, you know what movie I loved? I don't think I'm supposed to love it, but I really like Necessary Roughness.
I was going to say it's the sports one.
Yep. I love that a lot. That was him and that was Sinbad and a bunch of other people no one cares about.
It was basically Major League, but for football.
Yeah.
Well
said. What was the other one that had Dawson's Creek people in it? What was that called? The girl from Heroes had whipped cream on
it. Rudy.
No, not Rudy? Rudy. No. Remember, it's a famous scene where Allie Larder came out and she had whipped cream
she
all over her privates.
Yeah.
Benchwarmers. Oh, Blue something. You're right. Blue. Varsity Blues.
That's it. Okay, you're right. Yes.
Nice job, guys. I don't know why I even care about bringing it up. So let's move on.
Well done.
Actors. This is going to surprise you, this list. The actors that almost got the part in some very important movies. Thought we'd share this with you today. Because BuzzFeed does nothing but lists now. That's all they do.
That's all they're doing, which is fine. I like lists.
I like lists too.
Totally fine with
if they want to be the list site, fine, I guess. These are 21 actors who almost got the part. Tim Roth was almost Severus Snape in the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Bone movie and the rest of them.
Really?
Yeah. I actually can see that. I think it'd been all right.
Totally.
Any one of you students move, I'll execute every last one of you.
And you have to have Amanda Palmer there just freaking out with her gun.
Right, exactly. Even though I just used her line, that was the memorable line. So
she is, or is it Amanda Palmer?
Not Amanda Palmer.
No,
that's,
Chris Plummer. Amanda Plummer.
Wife. Amanda Plummer, yeah.
Yeah, because she's Christopher Plummer's daughter, which is kind of crazy. And she looks like him. In Pulp Fiction, she makes a face that looks just like her dad, and it's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to
just watch it again and keep that in your head while you're watching. You'd be like, oh my gosh, it's freaking. He may as well have Kirk on trial and have a big metal eye patch right now as a Klingon. number two, Carey Mulligan was supposed to be Lisbeth Salander, or however you say it, and the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm glad I'm glad it went to Rooney Mara.
Yeah.
She's I think weird. It was Rooney Mara. I can never remember which one or Mara Rooney.
Mara Rooney, that's it.
Mara Rooney.
Or is it Rooney
but
Mara?
I'm trying to remember which one was in the American versus which one was in the other version.
The one the
Norwegian version.
Rooney Mara is the one that went or Mara Rooney, however you say it. That's the one.
I think it's Rooney Mara.
Is it? I don't know. It's her fault for having dumb names. Nicholas.
I like I like Carey Mulligan. She's the number one reason I'd want to see Gatsby.
Yeah, I hear she's great. Mm-hmm. She's cute. She seems like a real nice girl.
She does.
I could be wrong, but she seems nice. Maybe she's a real bag. I don't know. Nicolas Cage was almost John Bender in The Breakfast Club. Real close.
What about you, Dad? This is what you get when you spill paint in the garage.
The old man burned a cigarette into my arm for my birthday. I could eat a peach for hours.
Britney Spears was almost Ally Calhoun in The Notebook movie I never saw, so I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams is in that. She's good. Jennifer Lawrence was almost Bella Swan in Twilight. Man, I bet she's thanking her lucky stars that didn't happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Kristen Stewart's made quite a bundle from the Twilight movies.
She's done all right. It's just no one likes her now.
Right, exactly.
It's hard to say.
I don't think it's that they don't like her because of Twilight. I think they don't like her because she's a expressionless...
drone.
Drone, yeah. Exactly.
You could not say that about Jennifer Lawrence. That's true.
No, no.
Although Jennifer Lawrence, when she smiles really hard, looks funny to me.
Well, that picture right there.
Yeah, she's doing it there.
There's a weird wrinkle thing on
like
her.
Like a weird pull. Like stuff's pulling all the wrong directions or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's cute.
Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. This is kind of recent. Was almost Django in Django Unchained.
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Just like seconds away from it. And something changed. Ended up going to other dude. What's his name?
Jamie
Foxx, thank you. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise, one middle tooth right in the middle of his head, that guy.
Right, I can't unsee it now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He was a hair away from being Iron Man, Tony Stark.
Oh, so glad that didn't happen.
Me too. I don't think his ego and presence, which works for me in a lot of movies, I don't think that was right for this movie.
No.
I think that Robert Downey Jr. is the man for the job. Ashton Kutcher almost played Patrick Verona in 10 Things I Hate About You, which I know a lot of people think is some kind of classic of their generation, but I don't like that movie at all. Went to Heath Ledger. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow, almost Rose DeWitt Bukaki. What's her name? Buckator in Titanic.
Interesting.
That means Leonardo DiCaprio almost drew her boob.
Draw me like one of your French girls.
Draw my boob. number 10, Leonardo DiCaprio. Speaking of him, Max Dennison. It was almost Max Dennison in Hocus Pocus. Do you remember Hocus Pocus?
I don't remember Hocus Pocus. Oh, that was the one with Sarah Jessica Parker as a witch.
Correct.
And Bette Midler and yeah.
Yeah, not good.
like anybody remembers anyone in that movie besides Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler. And
yep. Weird.
Oh, that would have changed the movie completely if it had Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's an odd pick. Kind of like this one. Jessica Lange is Elise Elliott in First Wives Club. Who cares? Jeez, skip down. Yeah. All right,
basically, it's just going down the list of old actresses that are, you know.
Thomas Jane, who I have man love for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I have a man crush on Thomas Jane. Mm-hmm. Was almost Don Draper. And I think that would have been all right.
Wow. I would have been okay with it. Yeah.
I think John Hamm's a great find, and that's great and all that.
Yeah.
But I think there would have been nothing wrong with Thomas Jane.
I think it's a bummer that they haven't figured out a way to bring Thomas Jane in as another character.
Yeah.
You know, like rival agency. Seems like he'd be the bizarro Don.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, doesn't he? Just look at him there. He just looks like God fit right in this show you got about
totally
the 60s.
Yeah.
He's also my favorite Punisher. And he's also really good in The Mist, which if you guys haven't seen
The Mist. I have not seen any of The Punishers. By the way, we asked Jerry Conway at the panel, at the Marvel Creators panel at Comic-Con, which is your favorite Punisher?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I haven't seen any of those movies.
Oh, you asked him which movie. I thought you meant like which incarnation in the comics.
Oh, yeah. No, which movie? Yeah.
I'm playing Marvel Heroes, which, by the way, you're going to love that game.
Yeah, I played the beta a little bit. I haven't played
beta since. Was a little sloppy, I thought.
Okay.
Just a little weird on connection issues and things like that. The final, it's out now and free to play, is rad. Totally smooth
cool.
and great. Very, yeah.
I mean, it's Diablo with superheroes.
Yeah, I'm really digging it.
You complain about that. I do have to try that out.
I paid $10 to buy the Punisher because I want to play the Punisher.
Nice.
So basically, I bought that game for $10.
I forgot that I actually did pre-buy one of the packs too. I think I bought one of the Spider-Man packs.
Oh,
or
you
something.
Should totally play it.
Holy crud. All right. I'm going to.
It's really good. I'm surprised. I got sucked in bad last night. I don't know what the deal is, but it's good.
I just wish it was Mac. I wish they had a Mac client.
They do, I thought.
Oh, really?
Don't they? I'm pretty sure it's Mac also.
I don't think they do.
I thought it was. I have to look that up. Skipping down here. Let's do Matt Damon as Jake Sully in Avatar. It's probably, I don't know. Hmm. What's his name's fine. I don't mind Sam Worthington that much.
Yeah, no, he's a good choice.
He's not as good at the American accent as most of his compatriots are, but whatever.
I know you'll like this next one.
Emily Blunt. Oh, I love her. Emily Blunt almost and Natasha Romanoff in Iron Man 2. Real close
I'm
to being Black
to
Widow.
I'm going to beat you down with my cleft chin.
Hello.
I find her immensely attractive.
I know you do.
I don't know what the deal is. She's so my style. Freddie Prinze Jr. was almost Peter Parker. I actually would have preferred him over Tobey Maguire. Hmm. Not the new one, but the old one.
Yeah.
Look at him. He looks like Peter Parker.
The problem, Peter Parker has to be a nerd. You know, I mean, Peter Parker has evolved over the years outside of that nerddom. Mm-hmm. But he's got to be a wallflower, an outcast from the beginning. And you can't look at Freddie Prinze Jr. and say that Flash Thompson would have ever felt like picking on Freddie Prinze Jr.
It's a good point.
You know
what
I'm saying?
It's a good point. I'm cool. I'm totally down with where you're coming from on that.
But
as a guy who doesn't like cleft chins, just look at Tobey Maguire's stupid face. Just look at that.
Yes, I agree. And I don't care for Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker either. I'm trying to figure out who would be. What was his name? Andrew
Dice Clay.
No, who's the guy who played him in the more recent Spider-Man?
Oh, the Facebook guy, Andrew Facebook man.
Garfield. Thank you, Andrew Garfield. Yeah. Thank you, Don Kelly.
British man.
I thought he was okay. I mean, he's got to be. You know, he's got to look like he'd be picked on. He's got to look like he'd be. An outcast.
Yeah, he's got that look. You're right, but he can also kind of be handsome too if he wants to be.
Right.
Tobey Maguire. Right. E. Karczynski in the chat room says, "Nope, Tobey Maguire was a perfect fit." No, he wasn't. He was terrible. I hated him as Peter Parker. I really did.
Do you like him in anything? I mean, is it just a bias against Tobey?
No, I like him. I like him in other stuff. I thought he was good in what's the movie where everything is in black and white and it starts.
Oh,
to get,
Pleasantville.
I thought he was great in Pleasantville.
Mm-hmm.
And other things. I think he's fine. I don't think he was a good Peter Parker. Jim Carrey is Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. All right, that sounds like a dumb idea. Al Pacino was going to be Han Solo in Star Wars. Hoo ha!
I've got a fastest ship. Made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
That's right. Oh, send him away.
If I were half the man I was, I'd set fire to Mos Eisley.
Didn't know you had a Pacino in you, but you do. And finally, David Boreanaz, you know, from Bones and your Angel. That guy, he was going to be Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins.
He's smirking that photo.
Yeah, he's smirking it. I think I'd buy him as Batman. He's cool.
Yeah.
He'd be all right. I'm on the fence about Christian Bale, especially in this last one.
Mm.
He's too skinny. I need him to be a buffer dude to be Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And plus, he has the worst voice ever for when he's being Batman.
I don't want anyone to recognize who I am.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk like this. It's just really stupid, but whatever. No one can tell me. Finally in the news, Daniel Radcliffe and Florence Welch are headed to Star Wars, possibly. Casting rumors have begun. Looks like Harry Peter's going to possibly be in the movie. That's all there is to say about that.
Wait,
there's
Florence
nothing confirmed.
Welch from Florence and the Machine?
I don't know who Florence Welch is. Is that who
she's
that is?
The lead singer of Florence and the Machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's some interesting casting.
That's kind of interesting, but the Harry Peter Pitt bit, I don't know about how I feel about that. Whatever.
Sith days are over.
I think there's a mistake. The only exception I can think of is Ewan McGregor was pretty good as Obi-Wan, but I actually think that there's a mistake in hiring people we already know really well. I think you need to go new, fresh faces. I really do. I think Star Wars is best at that, because then we're not focused on, like, I'd much rather have Man of Steel be this new guy no one's heard of than Man of Steel be.
I would agree with you on that. But I mean, look at did you not like Samuel Jackson as Mace Windu?
No, okay, he was all right. That's a good point. And in Star Trek, it always worked to have Kelsey Grammer be a captain on a ship somewhere, or help to have some other guy. You know, like, I guess I'm cool with that.
But we, and our main people, like our, you know, our central
characters, or, make them new.
Right.
Make them new.
I like that.
Let's just say something.
Don't make him, what's his face? I can't think of either of the actors. Lloyd.
Oh, Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd.
That kid. Or Hayden Christensen. Dude, Jake Lloyd and Hayden Christensen.
Don't make either of them.
Actually, I think Hayden Christensen has potential, but in other things. He should do stuff outside of Star Wars. Actually, everybody in Star Wars looked bad because of this. It just wasn't made well.
Yeah.
Quick note about Star Trek, real quick. One thing I would be excited about with a new series, would be the series would give this new place for guest stars. Because right now, it's being a guest star on a TV show is a really cool thing these days, because TV's really just awesome right now. So if you had a new Trek series, just imagine the guest star opportunities you'd have on there. It'd be amazing.
Oh, totally, yeah.
You get your John Hamm in there. You get your, I don't know, you know, whoever. You need an alien of the week. You need a dude who's got some, you know, some ambiguous planet deal. And the guy who runs the place is, I don't know, who could come? Tobias. Put some head makeup on him and he's a guy.
David Cross. Nice.
Oh, you got to see my daughter. She did the giant mural drawing of the whole cast.
See that. Yeah.
Oh, you'll love it. It's awesome. I'm starting to
talk about, we just watched the Job episode.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Really
and had the best, the reference to the opening credits of Entourage.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. And the new nightclub owned by Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, those things. I kept thinking to myself, if no one's ever seen Entourage, they have no idea what that is. But that was a great little insider thing.
That was fantastic. And then the one we watched, the one after it, which was, I think, who was it? It was,
I don't remember.
Oh, it was, It was Lindsay Focus.
Oh,
it was okay.
It was all right.
Boy, it's amazing how the quality, really, there's contrast in quality, more dramatic than you'd find in other TV shows. Or maybe it's just that you watch these so close together, you can compare them. But
that's what I think. And also, we try to look at the old ones with a similar eye, and I think there's a lot of that going on there, too. But when you get done, you're kind of like, oh, that third episode I thought was kind of weak is now like way better because the payoff in this episode from that is so good.
Right.
Like now you want to go back and kind of see how that went down. It's a weird mix. It definitely is.
It's a thing where you can't really judge them until you see all of them and figure out how all the intertwining stories. But I'm not sure I like that narrative. I'm not sure I like that style.
I'm not sure I like the idea that it's just not the ensemble cast it normally is.
Right.
Because that's the whole point of that show, is that everybody's here together.
Right.
But they couldn't get all these actors in one place except for 2 days when they had to do all that kind of shooting.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah,
is that the I didn't know that
the whole reason for the structure.
Total sense.
Yep, the whole reason, because they're like, all right, well, we got Michael for these weeks, and we got to green screen the Fonz in because he's busy doing some other thing. So that's why there's a lot of that stuff going on, and then they're never in the same room except for a few scenes. That's why.
Uh-huh. Because
they couldn't get them all together. So. And you know what? And as a creative decision to work around that, it's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Clever. That's a very clever way to do it then.
Yeah. But otherwise.
I'm just not happy with it.
Yeah. I think it's creative. I think it's clever that you made tires out of oatmeal for your car, but I'm not happy with it.
I applaud your ingenuity. It's just not, I'm not loving every bit of it.
That's right.
I'm loving a lot of it.
PeteRose.com. Tell us about that. What's that?
Yes. All right. So, hey, who are you getting stuff for Father's Day?
Pete Rose.
You have sports fans in your life? Pete Rose, if you're getting
I'd love to get something for Pete Rose, like his career back. I'd like to give him that.
I know. I'd like to get him a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But I do have sports fans friends. What can I buy them for the Hall of Fame?
Glad you asked. You know, not everything is way up in the, you know, you don't have to get him this giant print or this banner or this mural that features Pete Rose, but you can go with something smaller, like a baseball cap signed by the hit king Pete Rose, the guy who had 4,256 hits and was referenced in an episode of Arrested Development we watched last night.
Mm.
There's that cutaway shot of Pete Rose in his underwear,
right,
holding the two baseball bats. And he's actually been mentioned, we saw Jerry Maguire, and he's talked about in Jerry Maguire as well.
Yeah.
Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds? Anyway, Pete Rose is the hit king. He's 4,256 hits, but is still not in the Hall of Fame. But you can be in the Hall of Fame with your gift giving by getting your sports fan in your life a gift from PeteRose.com. Customized, signed, however you want it signed. And right now you can get a discount because you are a TMS listener. Because you know someone who worked on the PeteRose.com website, you can get a discount. TMSDAD15 is the coupon. TMSDAD15 is the coupon. You'll get a 15% discount on your order now through Father's Day. He'll write, Happy Father's Day to a great dad on a baseball. He'll write, Hey, to a great fan on a baseball bat. Or you can get a Cincinnati Reds baseball cap that says, I'm sorry, I shot JFK. This is Pete Rose. He'll do it. And
wow.
He'll do it for you. So go to PeteRose.com, the official website of Pete Rose.
Fantastic. Let's take a break. You got some music for us?
I got some music.
All right.
I got a request. I have not a lot for six. I had one request for today, but lots of requests for tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow is I'll have been married for 21 years.
Brian,
to my
holy crapo!
Yes,
amazing. That's awesome.
You and Kim are like in the same time frame too, aren't you? Like
we just hit 20, so last August, so we'll be 21 this August. Yeah,
this August. So yeah, I mean our birthdays are a few weeks apart. It's like we're
it's weird.
Twin sons from different mothers. Yeah. Anyway.
I got the hair.
Yes, you did. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me.
You bet.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
All right. This one comes from Jesse Jones, says, Howdy, funny name and other funny name. I still don't know how those work. I'm new here. I only found TMS less than a month ago thanks to Scott's appearance on Twit, but now Frogpants has filled up my podcast app mightily. I turned 35 on June 5th, so I was hoping to get in a cover request on or around that day. One I haven't heard in a while, but used to play all of the time when I DJed in college, is the Ben Folds 5 cover of She Don't Use Jelly off one of the Loungepalooza albums in the 90s. As far as I know, there was only one Loungepalooza album in the 90s. Let's see. Thanks for the awesome show and take care. Signed, Jesse Jones. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for emailing in. Welcome to TMS. Welcome to the whole Frogpants pantheon of tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And a great recommendation. As a matter of fact, I like this version more than the Flaming Lips version of the song, even though I grew to like the Flaming Lips after this song.
Okay.
She Don't Use Jelly by Ben Folds 5. This was recorded, like you said, for the Loungepalooza album in the 90s, which I think I played something from either on Coverville or on here recently, oddly enough. So let's get to it right now. Here is Ben Folds.
She don't use jelly because jam don't shake like that. We'll be back here in a minute with Tom Merritt talking about technology. Stay tuned, everybody.
She don't use Wash your hands, Roger.
Wash your hands, Roger.
Wash your hands, Roger.
Wash your hands, Roger.
Yeah, wash your hands, Roger. Your mom got you something special. Lava. Lava's pumice gets them clean with one wash.
Wash your hands, Roger.
Show Daddy your hands, Roger.
Well, the first time they're clean.
Mom knows. Nothing beats Lava for kids. Lava gets hands clean the first time.
There's an awful smell.
Internet, is there nothing you can't do? This is The Morning Stream.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Morning Stream. Wash your hands, Roger.
I know, poor Roger, man. He's really getting harangued in that commercial.
Wash your hands, Roger. What an awful family.
Like having the name Edgar in the 70s. Eat your malt oatmeal, Edgar.
Oh, that's right.
Edgar, this is your tummy.
Anyone remember that? Anybody out there? Is that a familiar thing to you?
Ask your parents.
Ask your parents. All right, we're going to call up one Mr. Tom Merritt this morning, talk a little bit about some technology.
Wait, that's the wrong thing.
Hold on.
With the computer, as with any tool,
there we go.
The concept and direction must come from the man.
The man is Tom Merritt. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing, man?
I turned on my mixer at the last second. Oh. I didn't know if it made it.
You did. In fact, we would have been none the wiser. Nice job on that.
You actually sound really well mixed.
Yeah,
so
you do sound good.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
And when
mix.
I say I turned on my mixer, I mean I was just pouring myself a G&T.
Ah, yes, of course. if you guys aren't familiar with what we do on Wednesday as well, this is one of the things we do. We call Tom Merritt. He is a tech maven of the internet. He's one guy to talk to if you ever want to know what's going on in the world of technology. And he comes on here and we talk about one or two things that are on the minds of technologists and enthusiasts everywhere. Tom, tell us what's on your mind. What's going on? There's got to be something big this week. Heck if I can figure out what it is, but I'm sure you'll know.
There's always stuff going on. Actually, Computex is going on in Taipei. That's the big thing that's going on.
Is that a big conference these days? Like a big international, everyone flies there?
Yeah, you're seeing a ton of tablet and laptop announcements pouring out of there.
Mm.
Computex does not sound like the most forward-thinking name. Like, it sounds like a 70s Computex.
It's real close to Comdex or, yeah.
Listen, just because you don't understand Taiwan, Brian, doesn't...
Okay, all right.
Right. It's a weird name. I guess it's an old name. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Computex. It is sort of supplanting a lot of other conference bluster. I don't think it's threatening CES, but... I feel like there's a lot more news coming out of it this year than usual.
And is it, what's the primary focus of the event? Is it big, like, computer-y kind of stuff? Is it gadgets and devices? Like, I feel like America and some Western countries, when they host a big event, it's usually like, the web, and where's the web now? And what are we doing with the web? And it seems like a little more esoteric than like a Comdex used to be, or even a CES is today. Is this more CES and less... like, hey, we're going to be the next Web 3.0 something something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, CES is ostensibly a trade show in the purest sense where retailers come and strike their trade for the coming year with the manufacturers and see what's on parade. But because of that, it's become a press show too, right? Which is, let's see what all the cool new stuff is. Which is why CES is always disappointing because all the cool new stuff that's coming out isn't there. So Computex is, I think... if I have this right, more of a manufacturers, fabs, the people who are, you know, building the stuff, the Foxconns of the world. And there's tons of those kinds of places in Taiwan getting together to see like what's going on there. What kind of products would be building? But it also has become a place to show off new stuff. So you see a lot of tablets. You see a lot of netbooks. I mean, there was that Trio. That came out from Asus that's going to dual boot Windows 8 and Android. And the Trio comes from the fact that you can use it as a tablet, a laptop, or a desktop.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting. I mean, this does feel like what you're describing to me sounds like a Comdex kind of throwback. You know what I mean?
It is. Because, you know, a lot of what left Comdex when Comdex went under went to CES, but it's never been entirely comfortable there.
Mm.
And so I think Computex has slowly been picking up the slack for that. I mean, there's other shows too. There's CeBIT and there's IFA that happened throughout the year. But Computex is in the heart of the land of the people who are assembling and building this stuff. And I think that's why it's really getting a lot of attention.
That makes sense.
There's this 11, what is this Toshiba thing that's out today that's like, oh, it's Fujitsu. Fujitsu Lifebook, the world's thinnest ultrabook ever.
Oh, wow. Hmm. And ultrabooks are still a thing people can care about, I guess. That's still...
Oh, yeah. No. Razer just came out with like a super gaming ultrabook.
Yeah, that's
too.
Right. I think that's one actually people care about, but mostly no, people don't care about.
Right. There's some niche there for that thing. Although I don't like their advertising for that. Terpster pointed this out to me before we recorded the instance last week, and it was that Razer thing, that one of the big claims on the page is it's thinner than a dime or it's thinner than a nickel. Oh. And you go look at the picture, it's a nickel standing up, like the height of a nickel, not the thickness of a nickel. It's really weirdly misleading.
Yeah.
The diameter,
it's thinner
not the,
than a nickel when you stand it on end.
Right, which you can't really do very effectively, but sure, why not?
Hell, I'm thinner than a nickel.
I've always said that. Tom, one quick thing I was going to ask you about, something that just totally slipped my mind, so maybe I won't ask it. Crap. We're a month away from Nerdtacular. Are you excited?
I am extremely excited, man. I'm looking forward. It is top of my mind. We're taking a little weekend trip between now and then. I don't care about that. I care about Nerdtacular. It's going to be a blast.
Don't tell Eileen that. Yes, you and Eileen coming. It's always great. Visitors to the con, whatever you want to call it, since 2010, and always good to have you there. But it's extra special this year because there's some FSL stuff going on. Of course, you and Veronica will be there. So the team for Sword and Laser will be there. Like, it's just an awesome thing to have you come to. So we don't thank you enough, at least publicly, for being being a part of it.
Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. I'm FSL All-Star Game is going to be happening.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and tell the fine folks. Like, right now, I guess you can get just about all your favorite T-shirts for all your favorite teams at /loot.com. They should probably go there and check that out. Yeah.
Get geared up in time for the All-Star break.
Yeah, do it. And there was a big thing this weekend up on the feed now. It's on the Ultra feed as well. FSL, is it FSLtonight.com? Yeah. FSLtonight.com, everybody. What else is going on, Tom, that you want to tell people about? Anything cool?
I don't know. Well, okay, next Monday is like announcement-geddon. There's the Microsoft announcement that they start letting the press in at 8:45. I assume it starts at 9 a.m. Pacific from E3 here in Los Angeles. And then at 10 a.m. is the WWDC with Tim Cook's keynote announcement for Apple developers at 10 a.m. Pacific. And then later that night, Sony is doing their E3 announcement, I think 6 p.m. Pacific. I still don't know exactly who's covering what at what time. We'll be doing an early version of Tech News Today kind of during the Microsoft announcement. Covering that fast and loose. Then the WWDC announcement live after that. And then we'll be hosting live coverage of the Sony announcement later in the evening as well.
Wow.
Kind of recapping stuff then. So it's going to be a crazy day on Monday for tech news.
At least you don't have to worry about Nintendo this year. They're bowing out of that thing completely as far as keynotes go. They'll have plenty to show.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Something at Best Buy.
Yeah, it's weird. They have a big presence at E3 like they always do. It's going to be a big deal pushing Wii U and pushing 3DS and all the stuff they do, but they opted out of a full-blown press conference, and I think smartly so. There is a looming shadow called Sony and Microsoft that are just going to dominate with two brand new consoles in the same year, which is a little bit unprecedented, certainly for these two rivals, to have it happen this close. I mean, not just the same year, like probably literally the same month those things are coming out, and they don't want to get caught in that storm. I don't think that's interesting to Nintendo at all.
It's going to be a weird E3, but I think we'll finally get price and release dates for the big console, so that'll be worth it. And then who knows? New iOS from Apple on the same day. It's just
crazy,
man.
Why
can't these people talk?
This is
going to say.
This is why Tom does what he does. This is what we'll hear from Nintendo this year.
Wii Fit is it.
That's it. That's it.
That's all I will say.
That's all Reggie Fusume will say. So do check that out, twitlive.tv, and as always, there'll be a TNT on today. And excitingly enough, this Friday, Terpster will be in L.A. for E3, and we'll be doing the instance from Tom's home studio. Thank you very much for that, by the way.
Hey, no problem. That was a good excuse to hang out with Terpster.
He leaves a mess, a little bit of a stain everywhere he goes, so just be ready for that. But yes, that'll be good. So we'll be doing the show live Friday, a little bit early, half hour earlier, and it'll be Terpster in Los Angeles, California, Dills in San Francisco, me in Utah, doing another instance episode. And Tom, somewhere in the background there.
Yeah.
And you're, by the way, welcome to pipe in on that. You can do whatever you want. Oh, that was kind of haunting because I have almost the exact same sound right here.
I can tell that was the sound.
Horde side.
It sounds just like it. Well, I guess it's you. Anyway, Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on Twitter. Follow him. Tom, have a great day. We'll see you next time.
See you, Tom.
Bye. Bye. A little squeaker at the end.
Bye.
Okay, quick note. I want to give a quick shout out. Hopefully they're still there. I know that they might be in the middle of testing. I may have missed them. But Vel Azarius in the chat room is a teacher. And this is someone who I've helped before. I did like a little live chat with his class before. They're like a class that focuses on new media and internet stuff. And really cool teacher. Like just understands forward the medium. Thinking. Yeah, very forward thinking. Yeah. His kids are lucky to have him. And they're about to do a final. And I just wanted to say hi and tell those kids I hope they do well, and they still have a pretty rad teacher, and they should appreciate him.
Good luck, and the answer to number 16 is C.
C. Right. C. Write it down. It's the letter C.
The answer to number 22 is Kardashian.
He's also a Nerdtacular attendee, and he'll be here there this year as well. So.
Oh, cool.
Edumacators listening to the show. All right. Let's get out of here. I think we're done. We don't have anything else. For once, we're going to end on time. This will be nice. So I have a crap load of stuff to do today, so it works out just fine.
I have a conference call with Germany in half an hour, so this is great. I can brush up on my Jawohl.
Jawohl, you are late by 2 minutes. We have killed for less.
Yeah, be careful with those Germans. All right, let's get out of here. I do want to thank some people. AlphaGeekRadio.com for the Shoutcast stream. Scott Fletcher for our voice work. And /loot.com for providing a t-shirt for the show. There's a TMS t-shirt, the FSL t-shirts, Instance t-shirts, other Frog Pants stuff. You're a Comic Dorks fan? Guess what? T-shirt. Go get it. You can find that at /loot.com. And if you want to get some deals on that, and I just lost where those are. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. You can get, for example... That's not right. Hold on. $2 off. Use the code N13DEAL. Okay? $2 off on any shirt. So those FSL ones Tom talked about?
Yeah.
$2 off.
Really? Those are included too?
Yeah. Any shirt and multiple shirts. Cool. So it's not just off your whole order. It's $2 off each shirt. So if you order 3 shirts, you're going to save $2 per shirt. That's a hell of a deal.
I love the Coruscant Empire FSL shirt, by the way.
That was pretty good, yeah. That's really good. I forget the artist who's doing those for those guys, but he's good.
Mm.
I want to thank, actually just tell you, go to frogpants.com/TMS, facebook.com/themorningstream, email us, themorningstream@gmail.com, and on Twitter, follow us at morningstream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. Time to tallywhack it. All right. Let's see. Cleo. I should have this more ready. I kind of always forget until the very end. It's not that I forget Cleo. I just forget what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. We've done what we came to do. Should we tallywhack it?
Make it so.
Yeah. I forgot about that part. Hey, it's Cleo. Hello, Cleo.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, we're fine.
Good morning, Cleo.
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, thanks.
How's the little one? She doing all right?
She's doing fantastic. Oh, she hasn't had a seizure in 3 days. That makes
me happy. Oh, good.
That makes me very happy. All right, well, keep us up to date. But for today, please give us points. Who won?
We are getting out of here on time today. I'm going to give you the big winner right off the bat. Ironic name took it home when he said Al Pacino is Han Solo's follow-up movie will be Scent of a Wookiee.
How come we didn't think of that? That seems so obvious now.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Really well done. Well, congratulations. Was Iagobos? Is that what you said?
No, that was Ironic Namaste.
Ironic Namaste today, yes.
All right, nice work, guys. Those frequent winners. And Cleo, you win most of all. Go lick a horse or something.
Oh, careful. Go lick a All right.
There she goes. Brian, let's leave people with a song in their heads. What do you have today? Idea. Is it a request this time?
It is a request, and this is a great one. Mm. It says, Elliot, dear Sandman and Battery, don't have anything major going on till birthday on June 8th. If you want to wait till then, cool. If you want to slot this in earlier, then sweet. Heard this song in the trailer for Zero Dark 30. It's Nothing Else Matters by Scala and Kolochny Brothers, who I guess, you know, they're your go-to group for movie trailers, right? You know, you get your Social Network, you use their version of Creep.
Yep.
This actually comes from the same album. Let's see. Ellie continues. It's a wonderfully haunting cover. It did its job and made me go see the movie, and I was glad I did. Nevertheless, devoted thy program, Elliot. And thank you, Elliot, for your request, your contribution here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it's a really good album. I'll talk a little bit about that because it's self-titled. It's an album that came out in 2011. And they'd come out with albums before that, but they're doing the whole self-titled album thing in 2011. It's got the cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit, Creep, Use Somebody, Everlong, a really good Everlong cover, Champagne Supernova, Salisbury Hill, and Metallica's Nothing Else Matters. Here are Scala and Kalachny Brothers.
Well, that sounds nice. Let's play it. Tomorrow, okay. Should have Wendy here. I got to confirm with her, but I think she's around. And right, we'll do some other stuff, like, I don't know, regular crap we do on Thursdays.
The stuff we do.
Yeah, so watch for that. Therapy Thursday on Thursdays and a bunch of other stuff. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Scott Johnson.
Man, it's nice to end on time. Compared to yesterday, this is like ending early. Yeah.
It's like 45 minutes. We're ending 45 minutes earlier than yesterday.
Holy crap. All right. Well, isn't it lovely?
Isn't it lovely?
It sure is. Let's play it. Nothing else matters.
Beer.
We'll see. Oh, where is that? I got to play that because that makes me happy when I play it. There it is.
Beer, dear.
Beer, dear.
Beer, dear.
If I was a woman, a guy said that to me, I'd divorce him. All right. Nothing else matters except for you guys coming back tomorrow. Thank you guys for all you do, especially you listening at home and you listening in the chat room. We love you all. One more day. Nerdtacular contest ends tomorrow or tonight at midnight. So we'll award it tomorrow. Again, that address to enter the contest to win two free Nerdtacular tickets, frogpants.com/contest. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Forever trust.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
I'm Pygar, the last of the ornithanthropes.